Hello everyone, welcome to the 10th episode of South Asia Chat, brought to you by the Institute of South Asian Studies in Singapore. This week, we have with us Professor Tokir Hussain, Visiting Senior Research Fellow at ISAS. Welcome, Prof.
Thank you.
So it was a big week for Pakistan last week, as Prime Minister Imran Khan made a momentous visit to the US. What do you think, Prof, are the key outcomes of Imran Khan's visit to the US?
Thank you for asking. The outcomes are generally positive from Pakistani perspective and from American perspective as well. There were four areas of interest from the Pakistani side: the historical relationship between Pakistan and the United States, which has seen its ups and downs and conflict of perceptions, policy and interests. But Pakistan has also been a very useful ally. So Pakistan was hoping that the old relationship would be rekindled. Then second issue was Afghanistan. Pakistan has given a critical support to the United States in establishing dialogue between the United States and Taliban, and Pakistan has expressed its willingness to do more. And third was, of course, the impact that it had on Pakistan's image in Washington. And fourth, its impact on Imran Khan's own political standing in Pakistan. So I think in all four areas, especially in Afghanistan and the image and the Imran Khan's political standing, it was a success. The broader area of U.S.-Pakistan relationship is too complex. It has so many issues in which there's a lot of divergence and also convergence, but right now that is in the background. More priority is on Afghanistan for both sides. So United States also, I think, was satisfied that Pakistan gave a genuine commitment to do more in persuading Taliban to start talking with Kabul and also agree to ceasefire. Imran Khan said when he goes back, he's going to have a talk to the Taliban. So on the whole, the visit was positive, from especially from Pakistani side. From the American too, I think generally it went very well.
Yes, I think so. But what do you think is the impact of this visit on the long-term relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan, which has had its, you know, difficulties in recent times?
U.S.-Pakistan relationship is not the same as it used to be.
Yes.
South Asia has changed. Geopolitics has changed. The issues that are creating problems for the United States, like terrorism, are threats to U.S. and global security from extremist organizations, especially from Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and also the threats that some of these militant organizations in Pakistan pose to India, for example. And of course, Taliban also, in a sense, are seen as part of the same, although it's seen as a nationalist organization too, but at the same time, it has an extremist ideology. So many issues which are not easy to handle, Pakistan and the United States are going to face in the future. For now, attention is going to remain on Afghanistan, and Afghanistan problem is not going to go away just after American pullout. Mm-hmm. So Pakistan's role in stabilizing Afghanistan will remain. In the case the conflict continues with another name, Pakistan has to play a role in making sure that Afghanistan doesn't collapse or Pakistan doesn't face its spillover. So Pakistan's main interest, as well as America, is that Afghanistan gets peaceful and stable. These are all big challenges, and they are not going to be resolved anytime soon. Pakistan is committed to take action against militant organizations also, but that's not going to be easy. That's not going to be resolved anytime soon. So you will have issues which will keep the dialogue open between the United States and Pakistan in the long term. But the resolution is not going to be easy or quick.
Certainly. And I think one cannot deny that when we talk about Pakistan's relations with the U.S., we also have to bring into question its relations with two other powers, China and India. So what are the outcomes of this visit, and would it have any impact on Pakistan's other relations vis-a-vis China and India?
It's a good question. China is interested in improvement of U.S.-Pakistan relations, because China realizes the punitive potential of American power in the region, and Pakistan has already faced a lot of pressure from the United States, especially on its policies regarding sort of militant organizations. Pakistan is doing its very best. So China hopes that American influence, American inducement, and American support will play a role, positive role, in taking Pakistan towards a more sort of policies which are more in alignment with its own stability and the stability of the region. So in that sense, I think U.S.-Pakistan relationship is not a threat to China. As far as India is concerned, I think India has been pursuing a policy of isolating Pakistan and not talking to Pakistan, partly because it feels that Pakistan needs to take a stronger action against militant organizations, and also partly because the United States has also been putting pressure on Pakistan, and India finds that coordinated pressure on Pakistan from its side will please United States and bring India and United States even closer. If United States' stack towards Pakistan is changing, surely India's stack would change too.
Sure.
So I think India might feel that it's time perhaps to start a dialogue with Pakistan. So on the whole, I think, leaving aside controversy about Trump's remarks on Kashmir, which is not really related too much to U.S.-Pakistan relations, on the whole, I think visit would have a positive impact on India.
Certainly, and I think this is a very important visit, and much will be seen in the coming months, the impact of this visit in the near term. Thank you, Prof. Hussain, for joining us today and for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you for asking me.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this session on Imran Khan's visit to the U.S. Do join us again soon for our next episode. Take care and have a great weekend ahead. Thank you.